Exclusive: Tehran University protester says Islamic regime is cracking, this is the final battle. By Joshua Klein on January 8, 2026. A young Iranian law student protesting in the streets of Tehran and speaking from inside the capital says life under the Islamic Republic has become unbearable, fueling nationwide protests she calls the final battle. As she expressed hope President Trump will keep his promise and the West will arm the youth or strike the regime's forces before an unprecedented threat of exported extremism and a nuclear-armed Islamic Republic destabilizes the world. As protests expand across Iran, Breitbart News obtained a rare first-person account from a Tehran law student speaking from inside the capital despite the regime's crackdown. The woman, identified here as Noor to protect her safety, described a country gripped by economic collapse, environmental disaster, and political repression, with a generation that has lost fear and patience with the ruling clerics. Noor, 30, is part of a growing wave of young Iranians who have poured into the streets in recent days, openly demanding the Islamic Republic's downfall. Alongside friends she trusts, she is taking the risk of arrest and violence in hopes of forcing a fundamental change in Iran's political future. Life is about survival now. Noor, a law student at a university in Tehran, said everyday existence has deteriorated to the point where basic necessities are no longer guaranteed. She described the reality where families juggle multiple jobs yet still struggle to afford food and rent, where air pollution chokes major cities, and where water shortages and electricity blackouts are routine. We have no social or political freedom, and the economic pressure is backbreaking, she said, explaining that for many Iranians, life is no longer about living, it's about surviving. With the Islamic regime in power, we see no hope for the future, she added. Many of my friends and classmates are disillusioned. We need change. According to Noor, the regime blames sanctions, climate change, and foreign enemies, like the US and Israel, for Iran's failures, but young Iranians reject that narrative. All of our suffering comes from the regime itself, she said. They destroyed our environment, our economy, and our lives. Fear, surveillance, and the cost of dissent. Noor said students and activists live under constant threat from Iran's intelligence services, with arrests, beatings, and executions used to instill fear. Every day, there is the risk of being taken, she said, adding that this fear pales in comparison to the cries of mothers who have lost children in the streets or to executions carried out in the name of God. Her law studies, she explained, offer little comfort. If this regime survives, my degree itself becomes a danger, she said, noting that lawyers who defend political prisoners in sham predetermined Islamic courts are often jailed or killed. I was born under the shadows of repression, hate and a dictatorship that has no respect for law, human rights or human dignity, she added. Bread cut into pieces, elites living in penthouses. The economic divide, Noor said, has become impossible to ignore. Bakers now cut loaves into smaller portions because many cannot afford full bread loaves. Some Iranians scavenge trash bins for food, she said, while regime-connected families live in luxury apartments and drive sports cars. The children of the regime live in unimaginable luxury and wealth, she said. There is no morality in their world, only hypocrisy. How ironic that their fathers order the militia to beat and rape girls if they fail to comply with Islamic morality dress codes in universities and yet their daughters and sons do what they like when they like, she added. A generation that refuses to be silent. Unlike earlier generations, Noor said today's youth, who thirst for freedom, are organized, cautious, and determined. Trusted circles meet under coded pretenses, avoiding informants in a country where poverty makes betrayal easy. Living in Iran and opposing this regime is a danger to life, she said, comparing underground organizing to a spy movie without glamour, only prison, sexual assault, or death. Her turning point, Noor noted, came during the mass protests of 2022. When I saw thousands in the streets, I realized I was not alone, she said. We are all on a sinking ship and if we don't do something now, we all drown. I want to live as a free woman, not an enslaved girl under Islamist extremists who hate me, she added. If I die for my country, so be it. No to Gaza, no to Lebanon, my life for Iran. She continued. Through the internet, We saw Iran in 1978 and rediscovered our glorious past. Our humane king, Cyrus the Great, our culture, and our contributions. Our inventions, contributions to medicine, technology, astronomy, literature and art. Within all Iranians, there is a burning phoenix that the regime tried to extinguish, but it failed miserably. We want an Iran of culture, humanity, and freedom. This is not our Iran. Appeal to the West. Noor said many inside Iran now support tougher sanctions and even military action to weaken the regime's security forces. We are already bankrupt, she said. Let the regime become penniless so it cannot pay militias to kill us. She voiced hope that President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will stand by their commitments. We need support, arms or decisive strikes against the militia, she said. One strong blow to any main headquarters, and this house of cards could collapse overnight. After Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan, the West is understandably cautious, but Iran is different, she noted. This is a grassroots push to reclaim our country and rebuild a tolerant, peaceful, prosperous nation. She argued Iran's shared culture and long national identity set it apart from those conflicts. We are a united civilization that has survived for thousands of years, she said. Help us now, and we will do the rest. Referendum in a post-regime Iran. While political views vary, Noor said most young Iranians agree on one thing. The Islamic Republic must end, and the country's next chapter should be decided by Iranians in a national referendum. This time, we will not be the silent majority, she said. Our voices will be heard from every city and village. Why this matters beyond Iran. Noor warned that if the regime survives, the consequences will not stop at Iran's borders. A nuclear Islamic Republic is a direct threat to the free world, she said. If we fail, your children will face this regime on your own soil. She continued. If this regime survives, the West will face an unprecedented threat of exported extremism and the threat of a nuclear-armed Islamic Republic will destabilize the world. It is in the free world's future interest to invest in the Iranian youth, now, before it's too late. This is our final battle. Despite the risks, Noor said the movement will continue regardless of the cost. We will either free Iran or die trying, she said. This is the final battle. For her, the fight is deeply personal. Iran's future is filled with life, joy and light, and my life is tied to this land, she said. Without a free Iran, there is no life for me at all. As protests intensify and the regime shows signs of strain, voices like Noor's offer Americans a rare, unfiltered look inside a country at a potential historical breaking point, especially as monitors reported widespread internet disruptions in Tehran and other areas on Thursday, a move widely seen as aimed at blunting organization and outside scrutiny. Rights groups and journalists tracking the unrest say the crackdown has turned increasingly lethal, with a reported death toll now at 45. Alongside mass arrests, underscoring what Noor argues is not just Iran's future at stake, but the security of the United States and its allies. On Thursday, President Trump reiterated that the U.S. is watching closely and said Iran would get hit very hard if the regime escalates killings against protesters. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.